Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to work on our third May activity, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You could always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find a pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. You write your name. I'll write my name. I'll write neatly. You write neatly too. Make me happy. Okay? And then you can put your pencil down because you know we're going to color first. So it looks like at the top of our page, there's a park. I love to go to the park. It's beautiful at the park. Look at this park. So I want you to look for something that I'm going to sound out for you. And it goes like this. Ready? B-ox. B-ox. Yep. Box. Do you see the sandbox? Let's color the outside of the sandbox blue. Any kind of blue will work for me. The outside.
The outside of the sandbox.
Color it blue. Now you tell me the sounds in box. There are three sounds in box. You sound it out for me. Good. B-ox. And if we take away the b in box and change it to f, what do we have? Fox. Two more seconds. Two. One. Put down your blue crayon. You know what? I'm going to pick mine back up again because on the inside of the sandbox, there's like the edge of the inside of the sandbox. I'm going to color that blue too. Don't know if you already did that, but you can go ahead and do it. There's a little edge by the boy's foot and then in between their knees and then by the girl's foot. Do you see that? I'm doing that real quick, real quick. All right, put down your blue crayon. Now inside the sandbox, there is sand. Yeah, sand. And usually sand is like a light brown yellowish color. So let's color it brown. The sand. S-a-n-d. Sand. It has four sounds. Sand has four sounds. S-a-n-d. Sand. All right, put down your brown crayon. Each kid inside the sandbox is holding a little shovel. Let's color the girl's shovel pink. Let's color the girl's shovel pink. Now, boys and girls, what word would I have if I took away the s in sand and changed it to land? The sand is on the land. Will you color the boy's shovel green for me? Sand and land begin in the same, begin, are in the same word family, the and word family. Okay, let's color the boy's hair inside the sandbox. Color it black. Color the boy's hair inside the sandbox, black. The boy inside the sandbox. Make his hair black for me. So sand and land begin in the and word family. We also could say, what if I took away the l in land and changed it to b, b. Yep, band. I want to play in a band. Ding, 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 ding. That was me playing my guitar. I'm not that good. All right, do you see the girl in the sandbox? Let's color her hair brown. Color her hair brown. She has a braid in her hair. So sand is on the land, and I can play a song about it in my band. What if we took the b in band away and changed it to hand? I can write with my hand, and I can shovel sand on the land with my hand. Put down all your crayons. Ready for this? I want you to look for something in the picture that begins with s. Yes, it could be slide. It could also be, do you know what that another name for that teeter-totter is? Teeter-totter starts with t, but it can also start with s. Seesaw. Do you see the seesaw? The kids are on the seesaw. That's the teeter totter. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna color the seesaw. Oh, let's color it orange. Any kind of orange. The seesaw, they're sitting on it. A girl and a boy. It's in the back towards the bushes. I love a good seesaw. One time I was in San Diego, California, and there was this outdoor park, and they had a seesaw, and you could fit three people on one side and three people on the other. It had handles for three people on one side and three people on the other, and it was so much fun, I can't even tell you. Don't forget to color their handles. So seesaw begins with a S. Now, if you noticed, some of you thought slide started with S. And it does. So put down your orange crayon and let's color the slide red. Just the part coming out of the fort, out of the building part of the slide. And then there's two handles on the slide too. You can color those red also. So we're just doing the slide that she is sliding down. Slide belongs in the I'd word family. And we can take away the soul in slide and change it to hide. You could hide in that fort. All right, put down your red crayon. And now let's color the fort. Let's color the fort or the building part of the slide. I don't know what that part is called, the little house. I don't know. Let's make it colorful. Let's make it a ha let's not do regular brown. Let's do blue, any kind of blue. I'm going to use my light blue and color the whole thing. Do you know what that shape is at the top, the roof? What is that shape up there? The pointy shape. Yeah, it's a triangle. And then underneath the triangle is another shape. What's that shape? That long, yep, rectangular. Rectangular. So let's talk about slide and hide. If they belong in the I'd word family, we could think of another word in the I'd word family. What about ride? I will not ride down the slide and too dangerous, but I could hide in the fort anyway. Slide, hide. Ride. What if we had tide? The tide comes in the ocean. It's like when the waves are pushing in. Or if we put a capital T on tide, it's a laundry detergent. It will clean your clothes. It will. Okay, take away the t in tide and change it to s. Yes, side. All we gotta do is add a little, and then we're back to slide. Side is almost like side. Side is almost like, I'm having trouble speaking. Side is like slide, and slide is like side. Take two more seconds, two and one. All right. Do you see in front of the fort and in front of the sandbox some flowers? Okay, me too. Let's color them purple. Not the stems, but color the petals and the inside purple. Just the ones in front. I see one by the fort. Here's another one by the fort. Color it purple. And then there's one over here by the sandbox, in front of the sandbox. Color it purple. What beginning sound does flower have? It has FL like slide. Has full flower and slide has SL. Okay, put down your purple crayon. Now, do you see the two flowers back by the tree? Let's color those orange. Any kind of orange works for me. So we'll have the ones in the front be purple and then these little ones back here be orange. And then go ahead and put down your crayons and find that green crayon so you can do the stems. I'm going to do my yellow green crayon because it's sharper so I can get those itty bitty stems. All right. Now go ahead and put down all your crayons. Two, one, Hands are empty. Okay, will you count the purple flowers for me and touch them with your finger? 1, 2, 3. And then how many orange ones are there? Count the orange ones. 1, 2. So 3 purple flowers and 2 orange flowers. Let's count them all up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if we were going to write that number sentence, we would write 3 plus 2 equals 5. You got it. All right. Do you see the butterfly back behind the bush? See that butterfly? How many polka dots does it have? It's got 3. They're teeny tiny. So let's just color this pretty little butterfly red. I'm going to do my red violet because it's a little bit sharper. But you could do any kind of red you want. Butterfly. What beginning sound is in butterfly? What's the beginning sound for? Yep, b, b, b. We're coloring it red. Okay. And then do you see the butterfly kind of like by the slide and by the seesaw and by the sandbox? It's in the middle. Color it red too. I'm going to keep my red violet. I'm going to do my red violet again. So we have how many butterflies? We've got 2 butterflies. All right. 2 more seconds. 2 and 1. Put down that red crayon. Will you find your green crayon? We're going to color all the grass clumps. All the grass clumps. See the one right here in front by the fort? And then over by the slide, and then over by the flower in front of the sandbox. Will you color those grass clumps for me? Go ahead and color those grass clumps. Grass and clump. Hey, clump. Clump starts, it has an L blend like slide and like flower. It's C-L, clump, clump. Okay, so I got my 3 in the front and 1, 2, 3. And then I see some in the back by the seesaw. So don't forget those grass clumps. Get those for me too. We're coloring them green. Got it? Okay. Here we go. I'm almost done. If you're done, you might have gone a little too fast. And if you're only on your second grass clump, you're going a little slow. I'm on my last one. So if that's the pace you're working at, you and me, we are good. All right, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. Take out your finger. Hopefully you brought it with you today. Let's count the grass clumps. Ready? Count the grass clumps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then let's count the butterflies. 1, 2. So we have 6 grass clumps and 2 butterflies. So we have 6 plus 2. Let's count them all up. Count the grass and the butterflies to find out what 6 plus 2 is. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8. 6 plus 2 equals 8. Okay, last thing I want you to do. Ready? Do you see the girl on the slide? Well, let's color her top. Her top, her shirt, her top. Let's color it purple. Find your purple crayon and color her top purple. Got it. Op. Top belongs in the op word family. And if we took away the t and changed it to hop, what would we have? Hop. Don't ever hop down the slide. It's kind of dangerous. Now let's color her pants blue. Color her pants blue. Got it. Okay. Put down your blue crayon. Let's color her shoes black. Black. Black has an L blend like clump and slide and flower. It's bull, B-L, B-L, okay? While you have your black crayon, let's color her hair black. Looks like she's wearing a headband. You can color that black too, or you can go back later and color it a different color. I'm gonna leave mine blank so I can go back later and color it a different color. She has some bows. You could leave that blank too if you want. All right, put down your black crayon in 3, two, one. Pick up your pencil. We're going to do some work at the bottom of our page. Do you see the bucket of? What is that arrow pointing to? What's that a bucket of? Yep, sand. What's the beginning sound? I see the and word family on the line. It says A-N-D, and. So we need the missing beginning sound. We need to put it in front of the A. What is it? Yep, S. So now that we have our S there, it says sand. Scoot over. What's the missing beginning sound for hand? Yep, the letter H, right? The letter H. And then scoot over. Look, it's the band. I want to be in the band. Let's write band. B. And then it belongs in the and family, just like sand and hand. So what do we need to write? Yes, we need to write A. N. D. So you should have written next to the band. B. A. N. D. Band. Sand. Hand, band. If we add another box, we could write land. What would we start with? Yes, L. Okay, scoot down to the sentence. I see some swings, so I think we have a picture clue. Let me read the sentence to you. You point to the words, okay? It starts with the word will. When we begin a sentence with will, it's a question word. When we begin a sentence that way. So I'm gonna get ready to use my question voice. Here we go. Will you go on the swings? Will you read that with me? I just asked two questions. Read it with me. Ready? Use your question voice. Point to the words. Will you go on the swings? See that big circle after the letter S in swings? Will you trace it for me? That's because we're going to put a question mark inside of there because it's a question sentence. So write a question mark. I make a question mark with a backward C, straight line down, and a period. Okay? And then go back to the beginning of your sentence. Do you see those two little lines under the letter W? Will you trace those two little lines? Boys and girls, that's there because we need to begin our sentence with a capital letter. We always start sentences with capital letters. So we're going to copy this sentence on the line, go right underneath the W, and make a capital W on the line. Touch the ceiling, the top line. W-I-L-L. Will, finger space. What's the next word? U-Y-O-U. Finger space. What's the next word? Go, G-O, write neatly. Finger space, will you go on, O-N. Finger space, what's next? The, T-H-E, finger space, swings, S-W-I-N-G. I know all about I-N-G. And then don't forget your last little S, swings. And then don't forget your question mark. So we wrote, will you go on the swings with a capital W and a question mark. All right, ready? I want you to scoot down to the number sentence. It says 5 plus 4. And then I want us to figure that out by using the number line. So 5 is the first addend. So we're going to start on 5 on the number line. I put a circle there for you. See that line with all the numbers? Trace the circle around the 5. And the next addend is a 4. So we're going to hop 4 times on the number line. Trace those hops. 1, 2, 3, 4. What did we land on? What number is that? 9. Put a box around the 9 for me. That's our answer. 5 plus 4 is 9. So come back up here where it says 5 plus 4 equals and write the number 9 for me. Okay, that's one strategy. You could use your number line. Here's another one. Use your fingers. Let's count 2 and then how many is on this hand? 1, 2, 3, 4. 2 and 4. Let's count up those fingers. What's 2 plus 4? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Write the number 6 on the line next to the fingers. And now scoot over, last thing. We're going to write the number sentence for the fingers. So how many fingers are on the first hand? Two. Write that on the first line. Two. Plus how many are in the next hand? Four. Write the four. And then we counted it up. It equals what? Six. So you should have written 2 + 4 = 6. Boys and girls, you did it. You're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.